Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Sure wasn't barely legal. That Paul Giamatti purchased in Sideways.
Yeah, get a hold of the director there,
Alexander Payne.
Yeah, Alexander, did you give him a buzz?
I think I got his number.
Because he wrote that movie and directed it, so let us know.
Yeah, he was a screenwriter for that.
Yeah,
too.
So let me know if you
would remember.
It was Barely Legal or Jugs. Bush is looking it up. Actually,
I'm looking to see if I can figure that out.
Yeah. All right.
So, look, I still can't figure out where I can purchase a brand new Jugs magazine.
Well, you just investigated the whole 8 minutes, right?
I read the same thing you did, Craig, and was left with the impression that it is still being published.
Right.
No, I
found
Street
Corner stuff. I got it, man.
We magazine went away in 2007.
Yeah, that was part of our youth right there.
High Society.
Oh, you and I love it. My two favorites.
I think that's still out there.
High Society was actually my favorite back in the day.
Because I was at a liquor store.
Hockable.
Liquor store the other day.
And I bet you were.
I saw High Society magazine.
Yeah, I remember being in a liquor store just up the street from your house, Todd. And they still had the old school dirty magazine rack.
At the old school, at a liquor store.
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They don't have it at the grocery store here. I should tell them that.
They don't have it at convenience stores anymore. Remember, it used to be in a rack behind the counter?
Well, they don't even have a magazine rack anymore.
No, they put it behind the counter sometime. Yeah, there's no magazine rack in convenience stores. I've been in some places where there's independently owned convenience stores that I've seen the rack behind the counter still. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but no chains.
With the two or three magazines inside the plastic?
Yeah.
Yep.
Then you got to ask.
So it turns out, according to Wikipedia, that from 1986 to 2001, Jugs magazine was helmed by Diane Hansen, who had edited several pornographic magazines since 1977. She said that when she first got to Jugs magazine, it was being produced by a staff of solely gay men.
Really?
Who would choose to display photos of the ugliest possible women to mock their heterosexual readership.
Is that true? Just sounds weird.
Wow.
Because guys were just buying that magazine for the boobs, weren't they?
If Wikipedia is saying that, then it must be true.
Wikipedia says Diane Hansen says that.
Mm. Did she change that? Did she go get some pretty women with big boobs?
She began putting in pictorials of women modeled after the Venus of Willendorf, a prehistoric fertility symbol with enormous breasts and a massive belly.
We eliminate one
that she saw as a piece of early pornography for cavemen.
Man, did look into this, didn't you?
Under her guidance, the circulation doubled from 85,000 to 150,000 by 1996.
That was the top 96, or the top of the
I can
the
only
Jugs.
Imagine.
Right.
This is good stuff to ingest in case Jugs magazine comes up as a Jeopardy category.
Damn right. Dirty magazines for 500.
Diane said that Jugs was seen as less threatening to women than many other pornographic magazines who saw its less than perfect models as closer to themselves.
Right, because they had the one mythical fat girl. Mm-hmm.
And these women were more willing to submit their photographs there than to any other magazine she worked at in 25 years, she said.
Oh, yeah. Was it Hustler that did the girl next door?
They did.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
Yes.
But
yes.
I don't recall any girls living next door to me like that.
No. Some were, they were average looking girls.
Some of them.
Average hot.
Okay. That's right, because there was a lot of them.
And it was, you got
there was a lot of them.
Yeah,
there
won
was
that.
One featured.
Then somebody won that month.
Yeah,
right,
that's right. That's right. Sent by
your boyfriend Cliff. I love that.
There would be
my friend Steve.
Photo taken by friend.
Yeah. Yes. Sure. There would be maybe half a dozen of them.
Yes.
And one of them would be chosen.
Yeah, one would be chosen.
Yeah, you're right.
At least a half dozen.
Sure. And I remember
some of them were a little. Some had some cigarette marks.
Yeah. But
otherwise, they were pretty decent looking chicks.
But when
they were around.
Hustler used to send us their magazine for a while.
Oh yeah.
I remember there were several girls next door from Wichita, several from Omaha.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they ever made the.
We used to look for those girls back in the day,
and they would never show up.
Yeah.
So never.
They would never show up, would they, Alex?
No.
So that
Trebek's joining us, by the way. Apparently, Trebek shaved his beard because his woman didn't like it. What a wuss!
Oh, yeah.
That's what I read. It wasn't even about TV. It's about his woman.
So why do they even go on and say, "Oh, we're going to put this to an internet vote"? What a bunch of crap!
It is crap.
Oh, internet vote.
Alex was denuded, weren't you, Alex?
Yes.
I'd forgotten.
Yeah.
I typed in girl next door. And
did you really?
Yeah. If you remember, they called it something else, I think.
Did they?
I think they called it out loud? Yeah, I can. You know, these were hunters, and they were hunting for the classic predator, the beaver.
Oh, that's right. Amateur beaver hunt.
Yeah.
That was it. Yeah. I'm sorry. I love how one of us says, can I say that? The other one just says it.
Well, the answer is yes.
Yes.
Yes, you can, because it's the name of a rodent.
Yes, it is.
Is this the first time you've eaten beaver?
This is my first beaver.
All right.
15-year-old schoolboy.
I want that clip.
And 80 of his classmates were on a 6-day school trip to Berlin, Germany. This is out of England. And one kid spiked another kid's drink with the Viagra.
No. A 15-year-old chubber?
Apparently.
No, that didn't stick to the tape.
And then, oh, that didn't.
No, it didn't. I noticed that. I didn't see any VU meters clicking. Apparently, I didn't say that.
I was going to say, I think I saw, but that was a porn clip I saw the other day. The stepmom, the kid had a headache, so she accidentally, instead of the Aleve, she accidentally gave him the Viagra because they're the same color.
Right. Good stepmom.
Easy mistake to make.
Yeah. It is. And they had to go somewhere, so, you know, the stepmom had to get rid of that.
Now you can't walk around with it like that.
No.
All right.
I don't know what this kid did. Apparently it was funny enough for them to put it
hours.
On Snapchat.
He's 15, man. You don't need Viagra to get a chubber at 15. Supposed to tell you that. Now we'll tell you that.
Don't drag me under that bus.
Right. Did he take more than one?
He spiked his drink, so I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how he took it or anything like that. And then they somehow posted stuff on Snapchat mocking the kid.
Oh, man, it's not his fault.
Well, yeah, but if your buddies do that to you, and they're going to put it up on Snapchat.
Did they?
If you're 15.
Yeah, or they could have crushed it up and smoked it.
I don't think that works.
Maybe there's a point, though, you probably couldn't even tell who took the Viagra. They're 15. The wind blows and you're 15.
I don't know, but, I hate to defer that to anybody because Dr. Mina seems to get mad if we ask that question.
What's the question?
If you have crushed up Viagra.
And smoke it?
Could you smoke it?
I think you can do that. She told me that.
I don't think she did.
No, she
I was wondering. We
got scolded the other day for invoking her name when we were inquiring about it. We weren't advocating it or anything.
Well, you were.
No.
You said that you should be able to smoke anything.
No, I was just wondering, and we had this conversation yesterday, if that is a quicker method of delivery. Does it affect you quicker?
You know what? We need a next time she calls, next time she's in the studio, actually, because she'll actually say something right on the microphone, we need a Dr. Mina clip in here. when she calls us stupid or something like that.
We could just have her do her best impression of Craig's clip.
That's the one I like. Yeah, yeah. That's the one I like, exactly.
Only make it plural.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, so she can be available.
No, I like it. It could be, okay, both
you
of them.
You stupid sons of bitches.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, she should address this collectively.
She always yells at us.
But the proper response is, but look at us.
Yeah.
You can see her point
exactly.
In a general sense.
Right. But after a while, you think she'd get tired of yelling because you'd expect that from us.
I would think that you are correct on that.
Yeah.
I don't think she agrees with you.
She has to step in and help us out.
No, but she sounds shocked when we say something stupid. And she should be past that now.
Yeah. She listened to us in high school years ago.
Right. It should be beyond the yelling at us, man, you're stupid, to patting us on the head,
right.
Saying, aw.
Oh, you're stupid.
Let me correct you.
Right.
Nah, good to see that Cole from the email saw the same clip I did.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So the stepson got Viagra accidentally?
Well, he had a headache.
All right.
So the stepmom reached up into the counter, but, she couldn't see. Because stepmoms are kind of short in porn, and she couldn't see
stepmoms are always hot in porn, too, and that's not in real life, by the way. So there are a lot of guys that hear the word stepmom, and they don't want to bang them. But the porn clips are great. Right.
Now, you have to suspend a little belief here, because, Viagra generally comes in a prescription bottle, and the Aleve comes in, one of those.
A bottle that says Aleve?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And a lot of
them if you want to hide your boner pills, you put them in the Aleve, don't you?
You do.
No, because she went back to check.
And hide the Aleve bottle.
She went back to check, and then she finally looked at the bottle and said, Oh, no. Oh, I gave him the different blue pill.
So she knew she had to go help him out, right?
Yeah.
That is the storyline.
That's it.
Oh, man, I blew the ending.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't. Exactly.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you, God.
Yeah, I like those clips. Stepmom seems to be probably younger than the guy's dad, probably, too.
Oh, always.
Yeah.
And I love the guy who had three prostitute stepmoms saying all stepmoms aren't hot.
That's true, I did.
According to Council Bluffs, Iowa police, an officer was dispatched to speak with a 20-year-old woman after a vandalism report on a car was filed. The car's owner told police that her nephew had received threatening text messages from this 20-year-old woman. We looked and couldn't find this woman's name.
Right.
Which seemed a little odd to me, but nevertheless.
The nephew received threatening text messages from the woman?
From the 20-year-old woman.
Hold it. So his aunt's 20?
No, his aunt owns the car.
Got it.
This is his girlfriend.
Got it.
The car's owner, the aunt, told police that her nephew had received threatening text messages from a 20-year-old woman. The 20-year-old woman had been in a relationship with the nephew, who happened to be driving the car at the time of the vandalism. The nephew was seeing another woman behind the suspect's back.
You do that when you're 20.
And she found the 2018 Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross at the apartment of another woman. And then carved the nephew's name is a hoe into the driver's side door.
Oh, man. And it's the aunt's car.
Yeah, it's not even his car.
So she's driving around the aunt with the hoe in her car?
The woman continued to text him that she was upset about the incident and sent a picture of the blue Mitsubishi to him. The ex-girlfriend also broke the rear window of the car and dented the hood.
She's pissed.
Did she take a Louisville Slugger to both headlights?
Yeah.
And sing Carrie Underwood the whole time?
She did not. She then sent the car owner's daughter another message that said that she was sorry for causing the damage and just wanted to be done with the ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, you know what you can do that, ladies? You can just break up with a guy without destroying property.
Nope, you can't. My car was broken. My windshield busted. It was mine. It wasn't my dad's. He'd been pissed.
Investigators said the ex-girlfriend admitted to officers that she smashed the back window with a hammer and scratched the insult toward her ex-boyfriend Police arrested her and discovered that, oh, she's already got a warrant out for her arrest. So that
crazy
just makes
bitch.
It very handy.
You ever been involved in a breakup where they dump all your clothes in the front lawn or they throw it out the window? Or
well, I didn't live with anybody.
Something dramatic like that?
I didn't live with anybody.
Because that's a total bitch move.
Yeah. I had a girl to, cut up a sweater I bought her for Christmas and threw it at me. It was just she waited for me in the parking lot, and I get to the car, and she comes out. All of a sudden, she shows up out of nowhere, like, holy crap. And she throws this ripped-up sweater. I'd just given it to her a week before. And I don't know why.
That didn't hurt, though, did it? Getting hit with the sweater.
No, she's the same girl that busted my windshield.
It wasn't even his sweater. It was a sweater you gave her as a gift.
I bought her as a gift.
So she rejected him by throwing a cut-up sweater at him. That had to hurt.
And she's the same woman that busted my windshield. But once again, we discussed this yesterday. I was pretty callous at the time. I don't think she should have done that. I don't think she should have broke my windshield. Because she had just got done punching me in a bar.
That should have been enough.
That should have been enough. Because she punched me two times in a bar in the face. She slapped my face really hard right at the bar.
Yeah.
Bang, bang. And I did bad stuff. So she left. And I remember sitting at the bar thinking, did anybody see that? And I think there's a bunch of people that saw it. So I'm thinking, okay, well, at least she left, and I'm done with that for a while. And I go to my car, and there's a windshield busted with a rock laying on it.
Maybe you hadn't had justice served until then. What did you do?
I cheated on her.
Yeah, she might not have appreciated that.
She did not.
Did you have to drive home with, like, Ace Ventura style?
Yes, basically.
That's
awesome.
Yeah.
Hit my head out the side.
Yeah.
It was shattered pretty good, too. Yeah.
So Craig sends me this story yesterday and says, hey, can you find this woman's name?
But it didn't say ho on the side of my car. So that was cool.
I'm digging around trying to find another story that maybe mentions her name, and I can only find two sources for this story. One is...
And Council Bluffs, by the way, if you're listening outside our area, is right across the river from where we're sitting.
So it's in the Omaha paper, and it's in the Council Bluffs paper.
Right.
And in the Council Bluffs paper, I have to read you this. In the story... after they say that the nephew's name is a hoe was carved into the
nephew's name is in parentheses.
Into the driver's side door. The paper says the term hoe is a slang at times derogatory for prostitute. It can also be interpreted as a Middle English natural exclamation and is the proper way to notify others that land is in sight whilst at sea.
Believe me, I'll defer.
What?
Land ho.
What? This is in the story.
In the what's it called, the nonpareil?
Yes.
I think that I'll give people of Council Bluffs credit to read the paper. They know what ho means.
That's
funny.
They know what ho means. But they weren't trying to be funny, I bet.
They may have been.
It's not The Onion.
You're right.
A credible newspaper.
Also, I didn't realize that. He didn't call the other chick a hoe. He called the guy a hoe. Of course he was a hoe.
She called him a hoe.
Yeah, because he was cheating with her. Okay.
Which forced
he was a hoe.
Whoever wrote that article to look up hoe. And he found...
Whoever wrote the article should know that if you just write the clip, everybody knows that she put hoe in his car because she cheated on her. We know that. You don't need to explain anything. Right.
But thanks for letting us know. It's a popular exclamation for sailors.
Land ho.
I'm amused by that.
And that's not what she meant, and you know it.
She didn't mean land ho.
I would love for that to have been done with purpose.
You give him too much credit. It's not The Onion. Push is right. It's not The Onion. It's a local rag.
But they started with the accepted definition for
they did,
ho, and then went on to land ho.
Yeah.
Which isn't necessarily like a land shark.
Not what Santa says either.
I hope.
You know, what the hell's a...
It was some guy just trying to get one past the editor.
I hope so, too.
You are.
Knowing the editor wasn't paying attention.
Well, it would be more amusing to me.
I just don't think...
Right, I don't believe any of that.
He gave the Urban Dictionary version of it first.
He did.
And then went to land ho.
Right. Just to not offend people.
You're giving him too much credit. You think he's funny. I do. I think whoever wrote the article is an idiot.
Right. Actually. Find out who wrote that article. Yeah.
Oh, there's a byline.
Yeah. Track him down.
Yeah, but he feel he had to explain the word hoe. And then he confused people. Because, well, maybe she meant land hoe.
Maybe there's land sharks.
Maybe they were driving
the
2018 Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross across the ocean.
Some guys finally saw
land.
Some guys in their 20s are less than kind to their women when it comes to cheating. So don't date them. Or find a good man. Find a good man that won't cheat on you.
All these stories remind me of one of the most athletic things I've ever seen.
What?
It was high school, but you remember the Mellow Yellow 49-cent bottles? They were really heavy glass.
Yep.
Yeah.
Standing outside like a commons area in front of the high school parking lot and girlfriend and boyfriend fighting.
Yep.
I'm standing there, group of dudes. The girl gets in her car and starts driving off. This dude grabs the Mellow Yellow bottle right out of my hand.
Oh, yeah?
She's a good, I'm not kidding you, 40, 50 yards away.
She's got a good arm?
Yeah, he hucks that thing, and it goes square through the back windshield.
Whoa.
Right through it. Just,
wow. Man, did he realize, oh, my God, he couldn't believe he hit it.
No, he just stood there, like, looking at, like, come back. Like, he was.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. He was.
I love the word huck. I haven't heard that in a while.
Oh,
I love that term. Huck it over there. I love that term. Said that. I'm going to say that a lot now. Huck it over here. And you have to describe the word huck in the paper.
Right. Was there not an old school glass Gatorade bottle laying around handy? You had to go for the mellow yellow bottle.
What I had. It was available. He probably could have grabbed his gun, but you know, I'm glad he didn't.
Todd's right about this. Do not vandalize a property because somebody cheated on you. Just leave them.
Just walk away.
Leave them. I understand. I understand even a slap. I get the slap. I get the anger slap.
Yeah, but property damage. But
also, don't hit the woman back. Just take the slap, you wuss, and move on.
Yeah.
Which I did. And it hurt.
And is that predominantly a chick thing?
Slapping?
No. The property damage. Do you know of any guys who have busted up a woman's car?
Hey, I carved
his car. Oh, we just heard a story about one.
Before he cheats.
No, that was the woman.
No, what Petey just said.
Oh, yeah, it was a dude, yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't condone that either. But I rarely hear instances of guys taking all the clothes and putting them in a pile and burning them. Yeah,
it doesn't even happen. And Petey's was like, bang, right away, throw the bottle. And wasn't like a guy walked over and vandalized
that
it.
That was not cold and calculated.
I'm not defending what that guy did.
That was a quick-thinking crime
of
passion.
That was heat of the moment.
Heat of the moment.
An athletic crime of passion.
Unbelievable throw.
He had a throw better than Conor McGregor then, right? Because I did finally see that throw. Yeah, he couldn't hit anything.
Unathletic, right?
Oh, it was horrible.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like his hands were too tiny to hold the football.
I know. It was weird. Even Troikman said something about that.
It looked like a two-year-old cow. A two-year-old kid threw the ball better than that.
Didn't it just sound like he went, as he threw it?
Yeah.
Now, I know he kicked my ass. But,
if he was standing here, that's the greatest throw I've ever seen.
Right. So, if you're the dude that cheated on that girl that had your car, had your aunt's car, the word hoe, the aunt, I feel bad for the hoe. Hey, can I borrow your car again, Aunt? No, never again.
Right.
No, last time there was a big hole on there. I had to go to work with a hole on there. She pulls into work, just has this hole on her side. That means land hole.
Land hole.
Yep.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.